This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Back. We are back. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa, we recommend the Gatesworth, the finest in senior living. 170 in Del Mar. The answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk. The Gatesworth really takes good care of everybody. Elegant restaurant, casual restaurant, workout facility, swimming pool. They do it all at the Gatesworth. How about our baseball team? I mean, can you believe the situation they're in after everything we've seen all year, and now they could be in first place by tonight?
This is where, okay, they've won six games in a row, and I think it is great. There's nothing better than being in a pennant race. I said this a couple years ago, you know, after they made the playoffs every year and people just got spoiled here in St. Louis. There'd be nothing better than to enter September in a pennant race with the Chicago Cubs and have every day mean something. This is going to be a lot of fun, obviously, for the rest of the way. But this is why everyone's got to calm down. All the media, they get so worked up when you lose a couple of games, three games in a row. Everyone gets so angry, so mad. The season is so long. They play every day, 162 games, and you always have time to go on a run and catch up, and that's exactly what's happened.
The media was, everybody was going crazy over the Yadier and Molina.
Best
thing ever happened.
Best thing.
A tragedy. It wasn't a tragedy, but something like that. Look at the ball club now. Look at him, what he's playing. Then we got people going crazy over a damn cat. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Those are just the local TV
stations. I said yesterday, it
was on national news on ESPN today. Yeah, you know their stories?
Yeah.
It was the number one
story. I said yesterday to Martin, I said, you know, this is where everyone gets so worried. You know, some people said on this station, next year, one or the other has to go. Either Mike Matheny or Yadier Molina. And I'm, why?
Why?
I mean, do you understand? You ever been part of a team, played a sport, and you're part of it every single day. It's like you're together every day. And I know they throw out the word family and whatever, but in reality it is. And you're going to have your issues and your spats. The best thing that ever happened to the Cardinals, and it's being proven now, was that some of that internal issues they were dealing with and that conflict all of a sudden was made public, and it's made them come together as a team.
It's like your family. It brings you closer together. You all meet together and you become one. Mm-hmm. It has really bonded this team together.
There's no doubt.
And nothing wrong with
that. Look how well Yadier Molina has played ever since Mike Matheny made those comments since the Instagram
since
post.
Since the first Instagram, just like slugging and OBP. Incredible.
You know? And so everyone,
that's a sign of a star.
So when someone says, oh, well, one or the other has to go, what do you mean one or the other has to go? This is the best thing that's happened to this team, and it's proven to be true now.
Yeah, the only way that would have happened is if it got continued. But, of course, Matheny's not going to, like, instigate anything else.
And Dustin Fowler has said that he'll play another position as well.
I don't know if he said that. I think Dexter Fowler said he'll hit anywhere in the lineup. I think Dexter Fowler's always said, I'm a center fielder. Mm-hmm. And you know what? His power, even though you're not getting the on-base percentage and the batting average, his power is stunning.
Well, he has 15 home runs and he's been hurt all season.
Yeah, he's going to end up with 20 home runs and like 400 at-bats.
You think that, if you had to guess right now, I mean, obviously the Cardinals are playing the best in the division. They're at home. They're playing the Braves. The Cardinals, you can look at who the opponent is and pretty much guess right most of the time if they're going to win or lose. They beat up on all the bad teams, and they're proven they can be competitive now against some of the more competitive teams. You think they'll win this division? You see Chicago now getting hot, or is this a situation where the Cardinals got hot when Chicago isn't playing their best ball right now?
My gut, if somebody said, do you think they're going to win the division? I'd still say no. I hope I'm completely wrong. Mm-hmm. But I will say this. If I could be a manager of the three teams in contention, I don't know if the Pirates are, even the four, and I could choose a pitching staff and a closer right now, I'd take the Cardinals starting staff and their closer.
Absolutely. But I'll tell you what, no matter what happens, I'm still going after the big bat in the offseason.
Yeah.
You see what Stanton is doing lately?
Oh, my goodness.
He's got about 18 home runs in the last 30 games. You know, Lance Lynn's the only baseball player I've ever seen in my life take a ball off the head and stay in the game. Now, usually in baseball,
there's a lining in the helmet, in the head cap.
but usually,
not to protect.
Usually, baseball players, I mean, if they just collide with a second baseman and a shortstop collide,
he just jumped up off.
They're both out of the game.
Nerves
for 2 weeks.
Jumped him up, and you can see the trainer looking at him. Are you telling me the truth?
He's
Are
one of my favorite players on the roster because of his toughness. Man, he's a throwback. I like him.
The Rams actually just got a wide receiver.
What's that?
Sammy Watkins is now a St. Louis or a LA Ram.
Really?
How about that?
Who'd they give up?
Second round pick and Gaines for.
Oh, EJ Gaines, who got bloodied in a fight against the San Diego Chargers.
He's a tough one.
EJ Gaines, the pride of Missouri, right?
Pride of Mizzou.
Well, that's a good move. Sam, I mean, that's desperately what
they
needed.
They had a training camp scuffle. Wasn't even that big of a scuffle. EJ Gaines comes out bloodied in the face, and now he's going to Buffalo. So,
well, if they can keep Sammy Watkins healthy, that's a solid move.
No, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to Sammy Watkins. I'll tell you that right now. Okay, his career.
And EJ Gaines, you're going to Buffalo.
No, this is great. No. This is great for EJ. Buffalo's my team.
He'll make some money.
Yep.
He'll get a Sammy? Nice contract. Sammy will. He'll get a nice contract.
Probably just give him some money.
You're not a believer in Jared Goff? You don't think he'll ever play? Be well?
Yeah, Sammy Watkins has had some injury issues, and I think it's been with his foot, hasn't it been? That's probably the worst injury you can have, I would guess, along with a knee or an ankle, whatever, as a wide receiver. But there's no questioning his talent and his pass-catching ability.
And the Rams have the youngest coach in the National Football League. Is that correct?
Yes. So they have that going for them. I don't know what that means. Yes.
There's the combined age of the coach
and Sammy
and
Watkins.
The GM even equal 50 years old. I don't even know.
You know, I tell you, that Les Snead. I mean, I tell you.
I met the president.
Oh,
yeah.
Demoff?
Kevin Demoff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I know, I'm joking. Did you see him running around Canton?
They just showed up for that one party. I didn't get in town until Friday. So.
Did you see Kroenke? Did you get face-to-face?
No. I'm telling you, he left. He went to that party. He wasn't seen in Canton since.
Did he have a suit on?
He always does. Mm-hmm. Pinstripe.
Yeah.
They're getting a little dated, too.
That's all. Hey, don't talk about my man.
Yeah, he's a great man.
Even though he supported
man.
Trump, don't talk about it.
All right, Mizzou basketball got good news this week. Jontay Porter is going to be eligible. Mm-hmm. Thoughts?
It just keeps getting better and better and better. But halt your brakes, folks. Let's give them some games under their feet before we put them in the national championship game.
I just watched.
It's going to be a tough bill.
11 minutes of highlights of Michael Porter Jr. And because I don't know why. I was just like, 11 minutes, I'll never get back in my life. But from like a camp that he was just at. So, you know, there's no doubt that he's got a lot of room to grow too, though. You know, a lot of these guys, you know, because they've got that versatility, they can play on the outside or the inside. He needs to spend more time on the inside than he does on the outside. His outside jump shot has yet to be perfected. But still, there's no denying his athletic ability. But I love the buzz that's been generated around the Missouri program. This is the way it always should be. This is the way it used to be. And so for that alone, this is going to be the most fun we've had down there in terms of basketball in a long,
since
long time.
Since Norm Stewart days, yeah. This is the best athletes we've ever had at the University
of
Missouri.
You know,
Mike
Anderson, Quinn Snyder, they had unbelievable athletes. They
not
did.
Like this. Not like this.
Come on now.
These are bona fide.
Listen.
These are bona fide
athletes. When they had Ricky Paulding and Arthur Johnson and some of those guys,
yeah,
and when Kareem Rush,
like these guys.
When Kareem Rush was
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they didn't have – those weren't draft choices.
Yeah.
Kareem Rush was.
Yeah.
Kareem Rush
was.
Norm brought in Kareem, right? And then he eventually
played for. No, that was Quinn.
There's not one player on those teams you just mentioned that could be one and done. None of them.
Yeah,
These people will be.
I mean, look, Andy, we're talking about.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying they're Michael Porter Jr. They weren't the number one rated player in the country. That's not what I'm saying. But as a team, those were great teams. I'm not so sure this team this year is going to be as good, where they're winning Big 12 championships, postseason tourneys, and getting number one seeds in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah,
so.
they weren't trotting out, though, you know, first-round draft choice. You got to remember, let's think about this for 1 second. Stepanovich's freshman year, second pick in the draft, first-round draft choice. John Sunvold, first-round draft choice. His back court partner, Larry Drew, first-round draft choice. Ricky Frazier, second-round draft choice. You got four guys in your starting lineup, and there are, you know, three first-rounders and one second-rounder.
In 1994, they went undefeated in the Big Eight. Undefeated, and they didn't have a first-round draft pick. So, I mean, we got all caught up in all that, and I think this is going to be exciting because they could have a lottery pick, could have a one-and-done. Obviously, it looks like he'll be that type of player. But at the end of the day, you still want to see them win some games, and we want to see Konzo Martin, what type of coach he is. It's obvious he can recruit. Can he coach? Because then you have something. If you got a recruiter and a guy who can coach, then obviously you have something. But you still want to see them win some games.
And of all the people in college basketball, the best combination of being a great recruiter and a great game coach.
Coach K, Coach Calipari, either one of those two.
No, Coach K.
Yeah. Calipari's pretty damn good, too.
He's got to have knee surgery.
No, he's a great recruiter and a solid coach.
He's getting
a knee replacement, I see.
Who?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Who, Coach K?
Coach K.
He's always having surgery.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. In fact, they canceled one of their overseas trips because of that.
But, you know, Coach Calipari is one of the more underrated X's and O's coaches. I don't think he gets enough credit.
People say he can't coach, but he can coach.
He's fine, but he's not the greatest.
Well, you've never liked him because you thought he was slimy.
Yeah, I'm not a humongous fan.
See, I told you.
There you go. Personal. Personal bias. Kind of personal bias.
All right, what do you got?
Hey, my portion of the show has always been brought to you by Ameren, Missouri, saving energy for life. All